Hare Krishna, this morning here in Ukraine, Devanrita Swami Maharaj gave class, and I'm just going to review two great points that he made in his class. And he was talking about Bhagavad Dharma, or the process of understanding Krishna consciousness. And the first point was, he said that understanding transcendental knowledge or Vedic knowledge is state-sensitive. By state-sensitive meaning that it depends upon your state of being, or as we call it, consciousness. And consciousness is determined by your activities or your behavior, your conduct. So generally in an empiric world, it doesn't matter who you are, what you are, what you do. People consider that if you have some kind of academic knowledge, then you're really in the know. Well, that doesn't work for Vedic knowledge, because Vedic knowledge doesn't function like that, which is a completely reasonable methodology of approach, although something that's not so favorably looked upon by academics. Academics have this extraordinary ability to cheat and bluff, and unfortunately they fool many foolish people who accept them as quote-unquote experts, and they are expert. They're expert at cheating, but they're not expert in anything else other than that. And one of the cheating processes is this idea of academic approach to things as being objective. For instance, the academic approach to religion as being objective, which means that because they're not tainted by belief or faith, therefore they can give a accurate perspective on what religion is all about, which is really nonsense. Not only is it nonsense, it's, it's really a, I'm just trying to shave down Radha-Damodar's peacock feather here. It's disgusting, really, that such people are allowed to walk free in the world. They should be thrown in jail and made to do heavy labor, break rocks and things like that, instead of being the so-called intelligentsia of society. But anyway, it's just like saying love. We're going to take an objective approach to what falling in love is all about. Well, that's nonsense. Love is an emotion. It's a sentiment. It's not something that anyone's going to objectively be able to analyze, because that's the very nature of emotions. And at least those academics who have some sense of humanity in them and do experience love, they'll probably agree with something like that. Well, the same thing for religion. Not the same thing, but similar. Religion is a different type of knowledge. It's not the type of thing that you dissect in a laboratory, but it's something that you have to practice yourself. And it's not something that is subject to your objective approach, but rather it's something that's dependent on your consciousness. And your consciousness is dependent on what you eat and what you drink and how you live and how you practice life. And unless you even accept the fact that you have a consciousness, and then that consciousness requires to be purified, you can't really have any kind of understanding of religion, be it objective, subjective, or otherwise. So that was one very good point. And all the embellishments I'm putting on that wasn't Devanrita Maharaj. The part about academics being thrown into a solitary confinement. And the other one is, he was saying that in the world, transcendental knowledge is also very much dependent, not just on what you know, but on who you know or who you receive knowledge from. And in the world, they have this saying that it's not what you know that counts, but who you know that counts. This is generally the type of language that precedes corruption. When people, it doesn't matter whether they're qualified for anything or not, but if they know someone in a place of power or a place of position, then they can get something that otherwise they would have no way of getting close to. So it's very similar with, not very similar, but there's a similarity between that and transcendental knowledge in that it's not just the information that counts, but actually you have to get the information from an authentic source, from the right source, and being in touch with the chain of disciplic succession, with a pure devotee, spiritual master, and Vaishnavas. These are the prerequisites for actually understanding. You have to have it. You have to receive it. Sampradaya vihinan ste mantashta nishpilamata. It has to come down in an authentic line, both the understanding as well as the sound vibration. And it needs to be explained in the proper way. And if you have a proper teacher, then you understand. And of course, that goes on in the world that we live in as well. Why are universities or colleges or other places of education famous? They're not famous because they have nice stones and because of their architecture. They're famous because they have a tradition of good teachers. And it's the teachers that have made them famous. Similarly, understanding transcendental knowledge in Vaishnavism is in the same vein. It's the teachers that make them famous. And it's the teachers that Mahajanayina Gatasapanta that show us how to both learn and practice Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, gotta go.